It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. And if you begin your morning at a computer and end your day there, you might find that it leaves you feeling lethargic. And you might want to consider short bursts of physical activity to get the energy flowing. In your health today, we have two reports about mini exercise breaks. We begin with a look at schools in Charleston, South Carolina, where teachers are using movements in hopes of improving learning. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
If modern society has done a good job of engineering physical activity out of our lives, then Charleston's Mitchell Elementary is doing its best to put movement back in.
6, 7, 8, 42, 6, 7, 8, 48.
Take, for example, these fourth graders practicing multiplication as they jump rope, or down the hall where Shavona Coakley's sixth grade class begins a poetry lesson.
All right, let's go. Stand up. Look at someone who's sitting.
Thank you.
And tell them what a refrain means.
Refrain is just like a repeating a poem.
Coakley's class has already been to recess and PE, but now it's mid-afternoon, the time of day when kids start to zone out.
Start over with rest.
To turn up the energy, Coakley gets all the students on their feet, circling around the room to the beat of a refrain.
Come on, y'all.
I believe I can fly.
As feet glide and limbs move about, I ask two boys in the class, Michael Lancaster and Raheem Edding, whether all this feels chaotic or distracting.
No, it's better to stand up because like we're trying to get our blood moving and try to like keep going and learning.
And it keeps us from going to sleep in class.
Does that happen sometimes?
Yeah.
So if 10 minutes of moving around the classroom at moderate intensity seems to agree with lots of these kids, what's actually happening in their bodies?
What's happening in the body is their heart rate's increasing and the blood flow's changing and they're actually activating their brain differently than when they're sitting down.
John Rady is a psychiatrist at Harvard University who's taken an interest in the burgeoning movement to overhaul physical education in schools. His take is that exercise can't make kids smarter, but it can make kids more ready to learn. He explains after moderate exercise, the brain seems to work a little more efficiently.
So you're seeing an increase in neurotransmitters that we're also familiar with. Dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine will increase almost immediately.
And these are hormones that are related to mood regulation.
These are hormones related to mood regulation, to attention, and in general help the brain be in a better state of equilibrium.
Rady says since the experiment in the Charleston schools is new, it's too soon to say if these mini classroom initiatives will result in any measurable differences in achievement scores. But to his mind, they're a step in the right direction. He points to schools in Kansas City and the Chicago suburb of Naperville, Illinois, where improvements in academic performance have been linked to increased physical fitness.
All right, get to your desk. Get to your desk and look at my hands. Should I go up front?
Yes.
Teacher Shavona Coakley says her take is that the movement-based lessons she's experimenting with do seem to help hold her kids' attention, at least temporarily. But she says not all of her students have taken to it.
I would say about 3 or 4 of my gentlemen, well, they would just rather me stand to that board and just show them exactly what I'm talking about.
Those might be the kids who pay attention easily anyway. But among kids who struggle to focus, the exercises seem to make a significant difference. Researcher Matt Mahar studied exercise breaks at one school in North Carolina, and he found that the students who had the most trouble staying focused before the exercise program started were the ones who seemed to benefit the most.
Think of these kids. They were on task less than half the time to start with. And after the one 10-minute activity, they were now on task more than 70% of the time.
At least during the few weeks that the students were observed. Mahar says the idea seems to be taking off. 85% of school districts in North Carolina report that some teachers are giving movement a try. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.